The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslahat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yutet. Today's Daf is being studied in Mishpat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem, Tini'im, Begana Eden. Amen. Vaslachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We start today's Daf on And the Ilu Nishmat, Miruhemet, Bela, Bat Rachel. Ruach Hashem, Tini'hena, Begana Eden, Uti Nishmata, Tzrura, Tzror, Rachayim. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yudhet Amud Be'et, and we are going to start Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It's right across from the bottom Tosafot, or Dilma. So Gemara begins, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Akshar Bechuda de Koba'a. So till now, let's review some shitot that we had. We saw in the picture of the animal that we have the kova or taba'at gedola. That's the main thing we were talking about over here. The taba'at gedola is the big ring. Okay? So that is basically in our picture books. Yeah, taba'at gedola. It's the top ring. Okay? Much higher than the lower rings, obviously. Mm-hmm. On our picture books, it is picture like a 1.5. It's okay, that's the quality cricoid cartilage. Okay? Page 34 in the book. Excellent. Now, above the taba'at gedola, this is where we say you can slaughter. Okay? This is where we said it's okay. That's a good spot for slaughtering. Over here is a problem, we said, according to Rav and Shmuel, on the other ring, it doesn't fully encircle the kaneh. Okay? Now, when it comes to this, here we're discussing now a new spot. We're discussing the kova. Okay, you see, over the esophagus, it's like there's a, we'll call it a hat. It's like it has a cover over the car over the kaneh. It's higher than the taba'at gedola. The taba'at gedola is here on page 33. See, it's number 3 in the picture. And then the kova is like number 1. So we're going to discuss what about slaughtering in this area of the kova, of the covering of that of the kaneh. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Akshar Bechuda de Kova'a. Chuda de Kova'a is the tip. So look at the picture here. The tip of the kova was all the way up here. The end of the kova, which is much higher than the spot we've been talking till now. So the Gemara says, wait, when you say he allowed you to cut, make shaitan the tip of the kova, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Kari Ale Rabbi Yohanan, Gisa Gisa. So Rabbi Yohanan said, wow, Gisa Gisa, which means Yotir Midai, that's too much. You're going too high and too lenient. Which means, even according to the ones that are lenient, the most you could start it, you can go up until what's called the Shipua Kova. Shipua Kova is a little lower. That's the spot where it tips in. Up to that spot here, but to go all the way to the top, that's too much. Gisa gisa, look at that shit in the bottom, 3 lines in the bottom. Gisa gisa, hagas hagas, kolma yoter midai yechshat. Ein kasher afilu Rav Hanina. There was a rabbi we learned on yesterday, that Rav Hanina ben Antigonos, which was lenient. He's ela memakom shehanudom matchil la'alot. Only where it gets, it starts to go up, like this sloping area over here, shipu akova. But to go all the way up to the top, no good. Amar Papa Meshemed Rabba, Paka Bechite Terefa. If you hit the chiteh, pagat b'chiteh, terefa. Okay, what is the chiteh? Chiteh literally means the wheat. There's a spot in the... Yes, wheat kernels. There's a spot over there that looks like wheat kernels. Do we have that picture? Yes, chiteh. Look on page 34, you see all the way up, you're looking at the inside of the kaneh now. Inside the kaneh, you have two items that look like chitim. They look like, you call them the vocal cords. Okay? Like chiteh. Like little kernels of wheat. So therefore, that's high up in the... So the question is, the chiteh vocal cords inside the kova, thyroid, cartilage of a deer. The view is from below, look through the kaneh trachea, upward towards the mouth. Okay. 1.4. There's the rings. This is the tabata gedola. Okay, that's all that. That's fine. Do we have anything over here to see the chiteh? Fine, look at Leshi. Leshi says, chiteh. Glance.
Glands.
Like a gland, right. Domin lechitin. Umunachim ala kane etzla kova. Okay, so the next to the kova area, the next to the side. You know what you see him here? It's like they call it the corniculate cartilage. See it? It's like two pieces of wheat over there. That's what it really is over there. I wonder if he explains that in the English. Does he explain that the corniculate cartilage? I mean, I didn't see it in the English. But he calls it bechiteh. Yeah, the conicular cartilage. Exactly. Fine. So it's they look like wheat kernels. So basically it's right over here. So it's high up. So he said if you saw it in that spot, he called it a terefa. He said no good. So the Gemara says, Ibayilehu. Paga venaga bahem. When it says the word paga, paga means you actually hit them, you actually touch that spot, like it says the pasuk, and he hit him with his sword and he died. So paga means you actually hit the spot. And if what a papa is coming up to say, that the chitim themselves is pasul, but it'll be more there that underneath is okay. So therefore, underneath the chitim, you're still above the tabata gedola. So he is giving you a high spot to slaughter. You just can't go to the chitin. That's one interpretation. Or dilma paga velo naga, which means kedichti vayifkiu bo malache Elohim. Or maybe the kavana of Rapapa or Rapapi b'shemed Rava is paga velo naga, which means you were chotech samuch meod lemetachtehim. When it says paga means even underneath it can be pasul. Not mamash touching the chitim, but even underneath, so he's more mahmid in this version. Like it says, vayivge'u bo malachim, meaning it says, and the angels met him. So meaning you met the chitim. You got close to the chitim. So that's the two opinions. Either he allows you to go up to the chitim, or no, you have to go even a little below that. That's the question that they ask. Is it touching them that makes it pasul, or even close to them that makes it pasul? Gemara says, "Itmar amar papa mishemed raba shiyer bechiteh keshera." It says if you cut the chitim and some of them are still there, which means you cut some of them, shiyer bechitim, meaning you're mishayer, you left over some of them keshera. Oh, so that means you actually hit the chitim. Which means, even if you made the shechita by the chitim themselves, according to this opinion of Rav Papa in the name of Rabba, the shechita will be okay. Not all the way cutting the chitim, but you left some of them, so you're cutting, you know, right over here. The shechita will be okay. Amarav amemor, bar mor yinuka, hava ka'imna kamed rebchaya bered rab avia, ve'amar li shiyer bechiteh keshera. He clearly told me that if you left over some of the chitin, it's kishera. Amar li Rabbi Nadal Bashe, Amar li Rav Shiman Mesuvra, the name of the city, Ikla mor sutra le'atren Murzutra came to our city, beautiful, that as long as you left some of the chitin, it's okay. That means you could slaughter all the way up to the chitin themselves, including the chitin, which is basically a very high spot. So far we've seen different spots where you can make the shechita. The Koba Gedola, everybody said, is okay. Okay, that's why the Koba Gedola, or the Tabata Gedola, is here. Much higher is the cornicular cartilage, which is the chitin. So now we're even saying the shechita can be done over here, whereas according to the first opinion, we saw today's Gemara, you can even all the way go to the Chudad de Kova, you can even go to the tip of the Gemara, that's too much, that's Gizayetol, that's too high. Okay. Mor Barav Hashemar, Paga Bechite Keshera, Sheyer Bechite Terefa. Also, we have a different opinion now, according to the Papa. He says over here, Paga Bechite, meaning if you got close to the Chitim, but you didn't touch the Chitim, it's Keshera. But once you hit the Chitim, it's Terefa. Okay, so bottom line, what you see in this Gemara, this area is a whole controversy. This little area, the chitin itself, or right below it, if you made the shaita, that's called machloket. Vilcheta, okay, now we get to the bottom line. Mishipui kova ulmata keshera. Well, you can go from the shipui kova. Shipui kova is all the way from over here, which basically is shiyer bechiteh. Right, you're actually cutting the chitin at this point, and you're leaving them some of them over. The Gemara says, "Mishipui kova ulmata keshera dahainu deshiir bechite." That's what it means, shiir bechite. Because when you cut at this spot over here, you're cutting through the chitin, which is by the, we call it shipui kova, where it slopes, the kova slopes, and you're going right through the chitin over there, and you're leaving some of the chitin. Okay. Rav Nachman achshar mishipui kova ulmata. Good. Like we just said, Rav Nachman allowed the slaughter from the Shipui Kova and below. Amar le Rav Hanan, Bar Rav Katina, le Rav Nachman. Keman, who are you going like? Where did you get this opinion, Rav Nachman? Lo ke Rabbanan, ve lo ke Rabbi Yoseh, be Rabbi Yehuda. Which means both of them held in our Mishnah that you can only slaughter from the Tabat Gedolah. Our discussion in the Mishnah between the two rabbis, the Banan and the Bi Yosef, that was only by the Tabat Gedolah. We were discussing Hagramah, you went up, you slaughtered the majority of it, but nobody said you can go above it. So whose opinion are you telling me that you can even slaughter by the Shipua Kova? Where'd you get that from? Amarle, Ana lo hilak yadana velo bilak yadana. That's Rashi says, that's another way of saying, I don't know Peloni and I don't know Almoni. Hilak and Bilak, which means, you should say that in Bavil. I mean, I don't know Rabbanan, I don't know Rabbi Yosef, Hilak and Bilak. This one and that one, I don't know them. Ana Shema Dayadana. What I know is Halakha that I heard. The Amar Bi Haya Bar Abba, Amar Bi Hanan, the Amrila Amar Bi Abba Bar Zabda, Amar Bi Hanina, the Amrila Amar Bi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Bi Yoshua Ben Nevi. So, I don't know Hilak Bilak. I know what I heard in the, from the name of the rabbi, that from the Shipua Kova and below is going to be okay. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Yoshua ben Levi says a halakha that we learned already. What is that halakha? Mugremet de Rabbanan Keshira de Rabbi Yosef de Rabbi Yehuda Ud Rabbi Yosef de Rabbi Yehuda Kishra lev harina bin Antigonus. Okay, very important halakha. This is the law of Mugremet. The law of Mugremet says like this. Remember the rabbi said, you start in the Tabat Gedolah. Okay, even though you did the majority of the Tabat Gedolah, then the knife went up. It slanted up, and you ended the Shechita outside of the place. Rabbanan's opinion was, even though you slaughtered the majority of the Tabat Gedolah, you don't go with Rov. And therefore, it ends up in a bad place, outside the zone, no good. What was Mugremet, according to the Rabbanan, is Kishira, according to Rabbi Yosef. Whereas if you remember Rabbi Yosef held, once you get the majority of the Tabat Gedolah, you're kosher. I don't care if the knife slanted up after that, it's like you're cutting a piece of meat after you made the Shaita. Big deal. Now, what was the Mugremet, according to Rabbi Yosef? So the Rabbi Yosef is going to say, The mugnemet is if you slaughter, let's say, above. If you made the shaita above the tabaat gedola, then you have a problem of mugnemet. Because, and you didn't slaughter the majority, let's say, the tabaat gedola, and then you went up. Oh, that's a problem. However, what's mugnemet according to the biyosib and the biyuda, which means you slaughtered rov kaneh ma'al tabaat gedola. Right, you did the rov above the tabat gedola. That's going to be mugremet according to the biyosibida. According to the Hanina bin Antigonus, he's going to say it's good because the Hanina bin Antigonus held. We saw in yesterday's daf that so long as you can go all the way to the shipui kova. So therefore, you can even go above the tabat gedola. So basically, his agrama is kosher to him, and his agrama is kosher to him. That's all you're going to do. Each rabbi allows you a higher spot. Okay, that's what Gemara says. And therefore, all these rabbis that are saying that you can slaughter from the Shipui Koba, that's like the Mechanina ben Antigonus. Okay, now, Gemara says, Pshita. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what was your Hiddush in telling me this? We know this. What's Pasul for Rabbanan is Kashif Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. I mean, that's the way we understood the Mishnah. What were you saying? What's the Hiddush over here? What's the Bifirush Mishnah? Ma'u de tema, Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, ad Rabbanan ka'e, ka mashma lan. Which means, I would have thought that the Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, that said in the Braita, that if you slaughter above, it's okay, he was talking in the Shita of the Rabbanan. Which means, that which he said, if you slaughter, you made Hagrama above. It's okay. If you remember, let's go back to see what Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus said. If you go back, just to get his statement, Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus, his statement was, He'id Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus, ala mugmeret shi keshera. That's what he said, He'id. He testified that mugmeret is keshera. Maybe, I would have thought he meant to say, that which mugmeret according to Rabbanan, he says it's keshera. I mean, how do you know Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus meant, even if you go above? Maybe he just meant what you just called rabbis, mugmeret, meaning he did the tabat, gedolah, and he went up. That what you call mugmeret, I say it's keshera. How do you know it's even talking above that, where you did the shaita above the whole tabat? That's why Rabbi Yeshua had to come along and say that what's mugmeret according to Rabbi Yosef will be kashir according to Hanina. To teach me that Hanina ben Antigonus is referring to even a higher spot. Because again, all we have a braita. Rabbi Hanina was ambiguous in the braita. All he said was, Mugmeret keshera. It is a mugmeret. Mugmeret of who? So I could have explained it. Yeah, what Rabbanan called mugmeret, meaning tabad gerolan and slitting up, which is mugmeret. Because Rabbanan is keshera. How do you know that Rabbanan means no? The mugmeret of Rabbi Yosef. That for sure that's keshera. Even according to the Rabbanan, if you slaughter above the tabat in totality, it's going to be keshera. Which, according to Rabbi Yosef, and according to Rabbanan, both of them is going to be called Mugmeret. How do you know Rabbi Yosef is being so lenient? That's what Rabbi Yosef had to come and tell me. That his Mugmeret is kasher to him, his Mugmeret is kasher to him.
What's his Mugmeret exactly?
Mugmeret, if you went to above, to the Kovda, the Chodah, the Kuvah. You went, no. Mugmeret could also mean, good question, Mugmeret can mean in this context outside of the place. Okay. Very good. We've been using it in the way of where it's slanted the night. But it could also mean Mugmeret is outside the place. So according to Rabbi Hanina, his Mugmeret will be by the Hudad the Kuba, by the tip. But this area over here, by the Kishina, by the Shipui Akova. Right? Actually, better I'll tell you. So long as you left some of the Hittin, it'll be okay. Once you go past the Hittin, the wheat kernels, then that'll be Mugmeret. Kamash Ma'lan, that's why the Bishop had to come and tell me this. The Gemara says, wait, Ve'em HaKinameh. Wait, now that you brought that option on the table, maybe he was saying that. Maybe all Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus was being lenient was in what the rabbis were saying. So Gemara says, "Imken he'id aleha mebe'aleh." It just says in the Braita by Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus, "He'id Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus." If he was referring to what the rabbi said in the Mishnah, he should have said "He'id aleha." He testified on it, meaning on the statement of the. Of the rabbis. From the fact that it didn't say Aleha, so it's not going back on the rabbi's statement, it's going back on his own statement to say they can go all the way up in the Shechita. Okay, beautiful. Gemara says now, Vilcheta, what's the halacha? Kedavi Hanina ben Antigonus. They can slaughter all the way up to here by the Shipui Akova. Why? The kind of Nachman kibate, because we have Rav Nachman that says like him. Okay. Now we get to an interesting machloket. We're going back to the Mishnah. Let's get the machloket Tanakhana Rabbi Yosef. Easy machloket, but now we got to get into the details of it. You slaughtered in the Taba'ar Gedola. You slaughtered majority. Then the knife slanted up and ended outside the zone. Rabbanan say, no good. They say you got to slaughter the whole Kaneh, whereas the Rabbi Yosef is going to say, no. So long as you're the majority, and then you went out of the zone, big deal. Rabbi says, what exactly is the mahloket? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Aseh, mahloket, b'shesh achat shene shelish, v'grim shlish. Rabbanan savre, kula shechita v'ainan b'tabat gedola, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, savar, rubo kekulo. The mahlok is we did 2/3 in the Taba'at Gedola and 1/3 of the Kaneh outside. So 2/3 here and 1/3 outside. Rabbi Yosef, easy. He says 2/3, rubo kekulo. I don't care what you did outside. Rabbanan can say no. By shechita, you gotta go kulo bimkom shechita. And since you did not do kulo bimkom shechita, because you did 2/3 in Mekom Shaita, and the last third you did outside Mekom Shaita, no good. That's the Mahloket. Aval, but here's the Hadush now. Shlish. Aval, Higrim, Shlish. Beshachat, Shne Shlish. Devre Akod, Pesula. But if you started the other way, you started on top, in the Hagramah spot, a third, and you came down. And you did 1/3 on top and the second 2/3 on the bottom, everybody's going to say pesula. Why? Dechinafka chiyuta be'inan ruba b'shchita veleka. Which means, at the time that you're slaughtering rov simanim, that's the time where the life of the animal has to be taken away. Since you started outside and the life was already being taken away, outside of the place, everybody's going to be osir. Everybody's going to say pesul. Even if you osir, technically, ask. What do you mean, osir? What do you care? You got majority of the kaneh slaughtered, but the life was taken away when did it start to be taken away? Outside, an hagrama. Oh, it started by hagrama. Everybody says pesul. So comes the Gemara and says, that's the way Rav Huna looked at it. Now Rav Chisda is going to come along and look at it the exact opposite way. Amar le Rav Chisda adrabah, exact opposite. On the contrary, le mamor ipcha. Why don't you say the opposite and say like this? Mahaloket kishigrim shlish v'shachat shne shlish. That's the case of the mahaloket. Well, you started 1/3 out, and then you went down 2/3 in. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, it's okay. Why is it okay? Midi dehava achatzi kaneh pagum. It's not going to be worse than a case where achatzi kaneh pagum. Okay, let's discuss achatzi kaneh pagum case. Let's say, you have to slaughter the majority of the kaneh. Okay. Let's say the animal, by its nature, for whatever reason, there was a hole in the kaneh, up to half the kaneh. There was an orchid in there, a thorn or something that went into the kaneh. Doesn't make it a tenefa. Up to half. So how do you kosher such an animal? All you have to do is go a little more, now you have rov. So long as rov is nishchat, you're okay. So therefore you don't have to slaughter the whole rov. Right? So long as you get to Rav. The end result. Bottom line, the Rav was done. So just like in that case, where we say, you just have to slaughter a mashu just to get the 51% to get to the Rav. The Rav is there. When the Rav happens, that's when we're concerned. So then in this case also, what do I get? You started outside. Bottom line, when did you get to the Rav? We don't look at it. Till now, we're looking at it the beginning. You started the shechita, that's where the life came out. No, you don't go from the beginning. You go, where was the rov point? The rov point was done below. Finished. Once the rov point was below, that's when I consider it the shechita.
just like in this case of it, where you had the, there was a hole halfway through already. So what am I going to say? Oh, the life was out already halfway, it's no good? No. I say, as long as you did the rov point, when you went a drop more, that's when the shechita takes place. Similarly over here, what do I keep? You started Bahagrama. When I started Bahagrama, one third on top, so some of the life came out technically. But so what? You didn't do rov yet. There's no difference than having a hole halfway there. When do we say is the critical point? When I move the knife down and I get to the next third, let's say. So now already I'm at the rov point. Oh, and that's when we say the shechita is consent. So therefore, I'll say that's when the Rebbe Yosef is going to say it's okay. And the rabbis will say, no, the Rabbanan, hatam mekom shechita, hachalab mekom shechita. They're going to make a chiluk. I think there's a big difference between that case. Over there, you know why we say when there's a hole in the trachea and you just make it rov, it's okay? Because the hole is in the place of the shechita. So it's like the shechita, it's makom shechita. Therefore, so long as you did the rov in makom shechita, okay. But once you make the first incision outside of the shechita, that's not going to be good. But you don't compare the two cases. There, you're just finishing something that started in makom shechita. Mashaken over here, you're starting outside the shechita. Once you start outside the shechita, tagrama, the life came out already from the inception and did not come out in the area of the shechita. Which means, according to the Hakamim, the way we understand it, we look at it that it's the whole rov that does it. It's not just the moment of the rov. It's the whole rov from beginning to end. And then once you started outside, already the life came out outside makom shechita. Whereas Rabbi Yosef looks at it, no, you don't look at the whole rov, you look at the last point. Whatever, when you get to that 51%, if you're in the right spot, you're okay. And you see that by the case of the hole. You got to the 51%, you're good. Even though there was a hole there before. So what's the difference if I start in Hagrama, I didn't get rov in Hagrama, and I finish the rov in the right spot, bingo, that's the spot where the chayut goes at. I'm going to say, no. It's the whole rov. Therefore, when you start it in the right spot, good, so you had a head start. They gave you a head start with the hole in it. Then you finished it, no problem. But again, when you start outside the area, above the Tabata Gedolah, that's already, the Hayut is going out, and therefore, no good.
So you need the holes above too, from the holes above, and then they just go.
Okay, but we don't have a case like that in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah was the hole was in the Kareh itself. Not everybody says it's Keshir. When you're starting above, it's going to be a problem. So basically, we have big chadushim over here. We have, according to Rav Chisda, he wants to say that there'll be a case where the Biyoseh will be lenient even one third out, and then going two thirds in. Aval, however, shnei shachat, read inside. Aval, shnei shachat, shnei shelish, begrim shlish. דברי הכל כשרה, דעה תנן, רובו של אחד, כמוהו. But everybody's going to hold that if you did two-thirds in the kane, and then one-third outside, kasher. You're in the chazdan now. The machloki was one-third out, two-thirds in. But two-thirds in and one-third, why? Because we have a Mishnah later on that says, once you slaughter rov, it's kamohu. Rov is like kulo. Therefore, according to that, everybody subscribes to Rubo Kikudo. That's for sure. Therefore, when you did two-thirds of the Tabat Gedolah, and then you made Hagrama, everybody's going to say it's Kesher. And he says, you know why I'm right? Because we have a Mishnah later on that clearly says, it says, Rubo Shelehad Kamohu. Meaning, Rubo means Rubo Kikudo. Kamohu means it's like it. So therefore, you see Mishnah Bifurush later on says that Rubo Kikudo. So that everybody's going to know that you did two-thirds in the Tabat Gedolah, Kashir. So the Gemara asks a question. Amar le Rav Yosef, man ne malan, de'ahu ruba de'atam, Rav Yabi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketanila. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketanila. You're proving your point from a Mishnah later on. Maybe that Mishnah later on that says Rubo Kikulo is Rabbi Yosef. You're assuming that Mishnah later on is even the rabbis. And therefore you're saying two-thirds, hey, everybody says Rubo Kikulo, we have a Mishnah later on. Who told you? Maybe that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. And only Rabbi Yosef is the one that's saying Rubo Kikulo, and not the rabbis. And therefore rabbis will say two-thirds is no good. Like Rav Huna. like Rabbi Huna. Gemara says, "Amale baye atu kol rube da'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketanila." Well, every time you have a law of ruboke kudo, you bring it to Rabbi Yosef. What, the rabbis don't hold this law of ruboke kudo? Well, every time it's shas now, when you're going to see a law of ruboke kudo, you're going to say it's Rabbi Yosef, not the rabbis. It seems that ruboke kudo is everybody agrees to such a halacha. Amale, hold it. Ana ruba dishaita kamina. The shaman and the peligi. I didn't say every rov when it comes to shaita, because you do see in the Mishnah there is a machlok between Hakamim and Rabbi Yosef. So maybe when it comes to shaita, the rabbis don't subscribe to the Rebbe Kololo. Maybe they hold by shaita that the Torah says you have to slaughter the whole thing. It's not the pshat for shaita to be good. It's got to be the whole thing. You can't say a rov kikulo if the original law means you have to slaughter the whole thing. Generally speaking, the whole Rebbe Kololo. For example, a nazir. Nazir has to shave his hair. Okay? So therefore, what's the pshat? Every hair you cut, so you cut a part of it. You did part of the cutting. You cut one hair, you're closer. Once you get to rov hair, Rebbe Kololo, the nazir, if he finishes his process, rov is okay. Because you're getting every hair that you cut is considered part of the mitzvah. But she'ekim by she'ita, there's no such thing as rov. According to she'ita, the rabbis will hold, you gotta do the whole thing. So until you get the whole thing, you didn't do she'ita. So therefore, the Gemara is questioning the Fizda. The Fizda says, everybody holds the book. Well, no, it's a Mishnah later on. Who told you? Maybe that Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. What are you talking about? Every time you see Mishnah of rov, you tell me it's Rabbi Yosef? No, I didn't say every time. By Shaita. So therefore, Rav Hazda, his proof is questioned. Now that we gave that version, we're going to give another version of what was just said. It's basically the same. Let's read the second version of what's being said now. Nishna acharina amri la. Another version was said. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Aseh. Machloket, the machloket between the Bi Yosef Rabban and the Mishnah, shehigrim shlish, veshachat shne shlishe. Well, again, you started 1/3 outside the zone, and then you got 1/3 hagrama and 2/3 in. The Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda sabar midi dehava achatzi kane pagum. This is Rav Huna talking now. That Rav Huna is going to come along and say, Rabbi Yosef is going to say, when you start 1/3 out, it's not worse than the case we have a hole in the kaneh itself. Which is just that we have a hole in the kaneh itself. So the majority was in the place of the bekashrut. Same thing over here. You did 1/3 back in the mam. No majority yet. Where was the majority? In the place. So therefore it'll be okay. And the rabbis will say, no, Adam, Mekom Shechita, Achalav, Mekom Shechita. However, Aval, Shne Shelishe, Aval Shachat Shne Shelish, Vigrim Shelish, Debre, Akol Keshera, Deat Tenan, Rubosh Tarat Kama, which is in this version of Huna, is like the Pazda of the first version. We switched the rabbis. Rav Huna is saying the same thing that Rav Pazda said in the first version, that the Mahlokin is by 1/3 haglama, 2/3 in, but 2/3 in, rov. Everybody holds rov. Hey, it's a Mishnah later on. Rubosh lehad kamo. When you slaughter the majority of the kaneh, ruboki kudo. And to that, the Fezda is going to challenge Rav Huna. Reverse. Matkif la the Fezda. Man le manan da'u ruba da'atam lav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketarila. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketarila. Who told you maybe that Mishnah later on is Rabbi Yosef? Who told you that Mishnah that says Rov is according to everybody? Amar le Rabbi Yosef, atu kol rabbe da'amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ketanila. What, every time it says Rubo kikolo, you tell me it's Rabbi Yosef? I didn't say that. So Amri la, ana ruba de shaita kamina. I'm not saying every Rov, I'm saying the Rov of shaita. De shama ana lu de paligi. And therefore, basically there's no difference between the first and the second version. It's just that we're switching, instead of Hezda saying what he said, it's Rav Huna saying what he said. So basically you have over here a few options over here of what we're saying over here. Either the most, put it this way, the most lenient of the opinions in the rabbis is going to be exactly, not 2/3, 1/3 out, 1/3 b'hagramah, and then 2/3 in. that we're going to have one opinion that's going to say that even according to there'll be one opinion at least. That'll be the mahloket. That according to the Biyoseh, that'll be okay. And according to Rabbi, everybody will hold 2/3 of the Tabad, and then you went out like initially we learned in the Mishnah. We initially learned that the rabbis would posel that case. 2/3, and then you went up. We said, nobody needed it all. But there's one version now, either Rav Hezda in the first version, or Rav Huna in the second version, that will say, no, in that case of 2/3 and 1/3 Maglama, everybody's going to say, it's kasher, because Rubo, Kikulo, although he tries to bring a Mishnah later on as a proof, that question, that Mishnah could be questioned. Now the Gemara goes on further. Gemara continues with some interesting cases. Higrim Shlish, Veshahat shlish, vehigrim shlish. Okay, what did you do? 1/3 out. Let's go above the tabat gedula. 1/3 above the tabat gedula. That's the out of the zone. Then you move the knife a little into the tabat. That's the second third, and then the third you went out again. So the question is, let's analyze here. Rov is definitely out. Rov is not in the zone. Rov is out of the zone. But you did get to the Rov in the right spot. You got to Rov there. When you hit Rov, you were in the right spot. Although Rov is outside, but when you got to 51%, you were in the zone. So it depends which way I explained the Bible. It depends what you consider. So the Gemara is going to say it's machloket. Rav Huna amar Rav kishera. Rav Huna is going to say you're okay, and Rav Yehuda amar Rav terefa. And Gemara explains Rav Huna amar Rav kishera ki nafka qiyuta b'shchita kanafka. Because he's going to say, bottom line, when did the life come out of the animal? In the Rav. And where was the Rov? The Rov was in the right spot. And therefore, so long as you hit the Rov at the right spot, you're okay. Rav Yehuda amar terefa. V'ayin rubah b'shchita. He says, no, the whole Rov has to be in shechita. So that's the way we understand the machloket. Now, there's a very big question that Rashi asks on the Amud Bet on Rav Huna. Because according to the first version of Rav Huna, right? And understanding the mahlok between the Banan and the Biyoseh, he held that the mahloket is that the rabbis of Mahmid, even if you did 2/3 in the spot, and then 1/3, and 1/3 out. That's what the Biyoseh said. So now you're telling me that you can even do 2/3 out, and 1/3 in, which means how did the Huna all of a sudden go from one extreme to the other? We're going to see this on the other side. Which we say better. According to the Huna's version, everybody's going to hold, if you started 1/3 out, very good, 1/3 out, and then you do 2/3 in, you're out. Because once the 1/3 is out, the life went out in the 1/3. Now he's telling you, in 1/3 out, then you went in. Since you got the Rov in, you're okay. I mean, that's a retraction to what you said in the first, and even in the second version. According to Rav Chasda, you said that case is a mahloket. And here you're coming along and saying, it's kishira. So that she answers a very important answer to this question, that Rav Huna above was explaining the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yosef. Here he's in the opinion of Rav Hanina ben Antigonus. Now let's review. Rav Hanina ben Antigonus, he held that the Shlisha Imsa'i, that middle shalish, is considered makom hashechita, which is according to Hanina ben Antigonus. Let's just review. He can make the shechita even above the tabata gedola. So he says like this: Ledaat Rav Hanina ben Antigonus uchgon shegrim lemala mishipu yakova. Good. So where's the hakelama according to him? Above shipu yakova, above the chitim, right? Above the slope over. That's the hakelama. Now, ולדעתו הוא שמר כאן שדיו שישחט את השליש האמצעי במקום הראוי. Which is the Hanan's lenient. Since he's lenient that you could slaughter higher up, he's also lenient that what? That so long as you got the second third below in the Shipua Kova, you're going to be okay. Which means like this, Kilomar, Shezeh Sheshaninu, that which we learned, Umugremet Pesula, and he came along and said, no, Rav Hanina said, Mugremet Keshera, he was saying two Hadushim when he said Mugremet Keshera. Number one, first of all, I hold you can go above the Tabat. What you call Mugremet, I hold it's not Mugremet. And secondly, you also hold Tanakama, you got to slaughter two thirds majority in the right spot. I argue on that also. I hold you don't got to slaughter the majority in the right spot. So long as when you get to the majority, you're in the right spot, you're okay. That means if Harinav bin Antigonos is lenient. Till now, when I was talking to Rav Yosef. But if Hanina came along and was the rabbi, if Hanina said above, Umugremet Keshera. If Hanina said, you know how far he went to Umugremet Keshera? Not only does he say you could slaughter above the spot, but he also holds that so long as when you get to the majority, you're in the spot, you're okay also. So therefore, I started one third out. So what? As long as you got the second third in, that's your majority. All right, then you went out again, big deal. That's Ravuna. So Ravuna is talking in the Shita of Harina bin Antigonus. That's the most things. So now we're learning the two leniencies of Kodesh Harina. We never saw more lenient than this. Number one, you could slaughter above the Tabat. And even if you went, which is above the Tabat means in the Shipua Hakova area. And where's Hagrama according to that? Above that. So according to Harina, even if you went above the Shipua Hakeva, Akova, and you went down, you're going to still be okay. So two leniencies. Number one, you can go higher than the other rabbis, and number two, you don't need Rov in the right spot. So long as when you get to the Rov, you're in the right spot, it's going to be Kishina. So comes Gemara and says, now we go to the reverse case. Shahat Shlish. What did the guy do? He slaughtered Shlish in the right spot. Vigrim Shlish. Oh, problem. Then he went out a shlish, so the majority point was already out. The shahad shlish, then he got a shlish back in. Now you can see reverse. Rav Yehuda amar Rav Kishina. Rav Yehuda doesn't say Kishina because bottom line, the majority of the kaneh was slaughtered. No, we didn't say that.
No. But he said bain ruba b'shchita.
Right. Correct. So now you have rov b'shchita.
He doesn't go by makom.
Correct. Bottom line, the rov of the kaneh was slaughtered. So that's his kashir. Atu, oh, so Gemara says, Atu Shaydu al Ravuna. So they ask this question of Ravuna. Amar dehu terefa. Reverse. Which means now he says that because bottom line, where was the majority? The 51% point was in Hagrama. And therefore that's where the body, the life comes out. And therefore no good. So Rav Yehuda got offended. Rav Yehuda said, Shamar Rav Yehuda ikpad. He was makpid. Amar tarif na umakshar. Umakshar na tarif. Which means, I say Taref, he says Kasher. And I say Kasher, he says Taref. And whatever I say, he says the opposite. So he says, so Rav Huna thought about what he was saying. And you know something? He's got a point, Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Huna, Shapit Kamikpad. He's right for being upset at me. Hada, Iyu Shamiya Lemine Derav. Ve'ana lo Shamiya. First of all, he heard it from Rav that case over there is going to be Kishira. So first of all, I cannot get he's right at the angry me. He has a tradition from Rav. I never heard that tradition. So therefore, first of all, he's upset at me because I didn't hear the tradition. Number two, Ve'od, Ha'ika Ruba B'Shchita. He says he's right because bottom line, Rov of the Kaneh was slaughtered, and therefore, once Rov is slaughtered, Ilchaura is going to be Kasher. Even though the shlish in the middle was Bagrama. Which means Rav Huna is going to come along now and concede. And say like this. We can makshir shechita in one of two cases. We can makshir it if the Rav, when you got the 51%, you were in the right place. Or if 51% of the place was slaughtered. We can be lenient in either of the cases. Rav Huna is now conceding. either option is a viable option. Therefore, I can agree to Rav Yehuda in that case. I don't have to argue. I can indeed say it is Kishina. Because bottom line, you did do Rav B'mkom Shechita. At the end of the day, 2/3 went B'mkom Shechita. So therefore, he concedes. Amar Le Rav Hasda. So Rav Hasda comes along and says, oh, what are you retracting for? Lo Tehdar Bach. Don't retract. Hold your position. Why? He says, Hadushi. The imken mafsadit lach lekamaita. Listen, if you retract here, you're ruining your first position. Your first position, the case was what? Where you did 1/3 out and the 2/3 in. Then you said kasher. Your whole logic was, because at the majority point, that's where it went out. Now you're coming along and saying the exact opposite. You're saying even though the majority point was out, you're still okay. You're going to ruin your first position. Why? Hatam maitama kamachshat. Why were you machshir when the 2/3 was in? Dechinafka hayuta bechshira kanafka. Because when the neshama came out, when the hayut came out, it was bechshir. Hachaname kinafka hayuta bagrama kanafka. Therefore, don't. You can't pull the string at both ends. If you're going to concede to the Biudah in the second case, then you lose your opinion in the first case.
Maybe he holds that when you start in the right place.
Good. Yeah, that's the point. That's what Abu Nah was saying himself. He said, listen, I can understand if you start in the right place and you went out, as long as you finish in the right place, you're okay. Oh, but you're sotir yourself.
No, maybe that works, because then in the first case...
No, in the first case...
Start in the wrong place, so that we go by my conclude when you start in the wrong place.
Good, so that's what Abu Nah tried to say. But if Hasdat said, you're contradicting yourself. If you go with Rov, you got to go with Rov. Your whole logic in the first case was, the Rov was in the good place. That's the spot. They said, the Rov is in the wrong spot. No, don't worry, but you're coming back to the good spot. Make up your mind. Okay, fine. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura. Rav Nachman got the Sura. Baumine. All these cases we're going to read now, they're all reviews now. No new cases now. Shachat Shlish. He did shlish in the right spot. Vigrim shlish v'shahat shlish mahu. We know this answer already. This was the machloket case. You started 1/3 in, 1/3 out, and you got the 1/3. The last case we just discussed. Amar dehu lav hanu de Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi. Isn't that the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi? The Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi shaita asuya kemasrek kishera. Masrek is like a comb, like a zigzagged shechita. He says, didn't Rabbi Elazar say that? A zigzag shechita is okay. So it sounds like what he was saying is, you started good, and you zigzagged up, and you went back down. Maslek. So he told me, who told you in the Maslek case you started good? Dilma bimkom shechita, which means maybe in that case over there, who told you to explain Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi in your case where shahat shlish and then hegrim shlish? Maybe his case was talking about where you started bahagrama and then went back in. No, I take it back. Vidilma bimkom shechita. Maybe it means you just zigzagged in the shechita. Meaning maybe maslik means not you went out, you went back in. Maybe in the makom shechita itself, you zigzag, but you were in the makom shechita. So the Gemara says, bimkom shechita by the membra. So what's the hadush? You did makom shechita then. The whole thing was wrong. So what's the difference? The knife was zigzagging. No. Ma'u detema ba'inan shechita mefura'at. Vereka kamash ma'alan. When you do a straight shechita, you slaughter the animal, you see right away, it's opened. You see the simanim are cut, it's mefurat, it's revealed. When you do a zigzag shechita, it's not evident and noticeable immediately that the simanim were cut. So maybe you would have thought, when you zigzag even bimkom shechita, it's no good because it's not mefurat. It's not a revealing type of shechita. Kamash ma'alan, when you zigzag in, it's okay. So you have no proof from the Masrek case to when you start out to go back in and go back out again. Don't bring me an ayah from Masrek. Okay, next case. Yativ Rabbi Abba Achored Rav Kahana. He was sitting Rav Abba behind Rav Kahana. Yativ Rav Kahana Kamed Rav Yehuda. Rav Kana was sitting in front of the Yehuda. V'yativika amar. Rav Kana asked the following question. Shachat shlish. V'igrim shlish. V'shachat shlish mal. Again, our story. You went out, you went in, and you went out.
No.
Shachat shlish. You went in? Correct. You went in, shachat, igrim, and went back. Amar le shidadu kashira. That was the matter. He's understanding. Bottom line. Rov, you got inside, you're okay. I'm going to go the other way now. Higrim shlish. V'shahat shlish. V'higrim shlish. Mau. You started outside. He told him, Shchitato amalish shalot pesula. Okay, that's next case. So by the way, in these cases, repeating themselves, each rabbi is giving their opinion. Next case. Shahat bimkom nekev mau. Okay, we have this case as well. It's a Bifurush Mishnah later on. You have a hole in the keneh itself. Up to 50% you have the hole. And all the guy did is went, the shahat, boom, he got it off. So you were shahat bimkom nekev. So you didn't actually slaughter Rov of the Kaneh, but you got it to Rov. So the din is Amale, Shaitato Keshira, Mefirush Mishnah later on. Shaitato Keshira. Now we get to the question. Shachat upaga bo nekev mahu. Let's say the hole was in the back of the Kaneh. So you started to make the Shaita up to 50%. And then you hit the hole. And the hole got you there. The hole got you over the hump. 51%. Oh, that's Shirana. So Gemara says, "Amar le shchitato pesula." He told him, "No good." Let's see. Azal Rabbi Abba Amara Kamed Rabbi Azar. So Rabbi Abba heard this halakha. He told over to Rabbi Azar. Azal Rabbi Azar Amara Kamed Rabbi Yohanan. He went and told it to Rabbi Yohanan. Amar le maishena. Your question. He told him, "What's the difference?" Which is, "What's the difference if the hole is in the beginning or the hole is in the bottom line at the end?" You got to the majority. Either way, you're using the hole to get to the majority. So do I care if the hole is in the beginning of the Kaneh? Or at the end of the Kaneh? Bottom line, it's a combination of Shaita and a hole. So he says a big Hiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says a tremendous Hiddush. Amar le, Shahat bimkom Nekev. When the Nekev was there already, Nasa kemi Shahat Oved Kochavim VeGamar Yisrael. You know how we look at it? The hole that was there already, we look at it like a goy started the shechita. And then when you got to the majority, the Jew finished it. So long as the Jew finished it, you're okay. However, shahat upagabo nekev, nasa kemi sheshahat Yisrael degamar oved kochavim. Wow. You know how we look at it? It's like the Jew started, and then the hole was there, it's like a goy finished.
Can never be good.
Right? Therefore, he's saying it's no good.
Ever. You can never.
That's what he's saying. Right? That's what he's saying. Okay. You said Nekev in the back is okay. He says, he told him, Nekev in the back. No, he said, Nekev in the back is no good. So when they told the rabbis, they said, well, what's the difference? He said, what do you mean? I'll tell you the difference. There's a big difference. That when you have the Nekev in the front, you know, we look at it, it's like the Goy did it, let's say. If a Goy started the Shrita and the Jew finished it, it's okay. But shaking in the reverse case where the nekev is in the back, it's like the Jew started and then the goy finished it. Wow, it's like a goy. That's amazing. Kadi Alis, when Rabbi Yohanan heard that, he said, Oved kochavim, Oved kochavim. Which means, he said, you're saying that this is similar to a case of Oved kochavim. And that makes the Eliko over there. Which is, he was basically saying, you can say Oved kochavim all day long. He says, but I don't accept that analogy. Like, no, Oved Kochavim, Oved Kochavim. You can scream Oved Kochavim until you're blue in the face. I don't accept this Oved Kochavim. So the Gemara explains what he meant by that. Amar Rava Shapir Kari Ali Oved Kochavim, Oved Kochavim. He was right, Rabbi Yohanan, by screaming out Oved Kochavim, Oved Kochavim. Bishka Mahatam, in the case where the Yisrael started the process, and then the goy finished it. Medahavel el Yisrael lemishchat ruba velo shachat ki nafka chayuta biyada dovet kochim kanafka. I understand that when the Jew did 50% and then the goy finishes it, for sure it's going to be pesulat, but the Jew should have went until rov. Good. However, elahacha, but in this case, mechti mishchat shachit. At the end of the day, the Jew slaughtered as much as he was able to slaughter in the Kaneh. Mali bimkom nekev, mali pagabo nekev. What do I care if he started at the hole or he reached the hole? You know, in the case of the goy is no good? Because the Jew stopped midway. Jew goes up to 50%, continue. Mechabod, he calls the goy, finish it up. That's finishing with a goy, for sure it's no good. But in this case, what more do you want the Jew to do?
The hole is there.
The hole, he did as much, it's like he didn't stop and walk away, right. As much as he was able to shuhet in this kaneh, he did. So what do I care if the hole is in the beginning? So all he had to do was go to majority. Or he went up to 50% and then the hole met him over there. So he cannot slaughter anymore. There's all over there already. That's like it's like a goy came and finished it. He slaughtered as much as he can. Over there by the goy case, he stopped. He stops 50%. He doesn't go and finish it up. That's already going to be possible. Therefore, the Bi'aran says, what are you talking about? Ovet kuchamim, ovet kuchamim. What are you saying? Ovet kuchamim. You say it all day long. That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, according to the Bi'aran, there's no difference between if the hole is at the beginning of the kaneh or the hole will be at the end of the kaneh. Baruch Adonai, de'olam. Amen, amen.